When most of us talk about high-speed or broadband internet access for our home or business, we think in terms of megabits of data. Okay for viewing a website or watching YouTube, but for really data-intensive use, like streaming a high-definition movie, video conferencing, or 3D medical imaging, way too slow. Now imagine you could access the internet at speeds 1,000 times faster. With a gigabit connection, all sorts of things become not only possible, but practical as well. That's the promise of the fiber optic networks that are being built in northern Illinois and across the country. John Lewis is director of the Regional Development Institute at Northern Illinois University. He's overseen the development of data and iFiber, as well as another NIU-led broadband project, the Illinois Rural Health Net, which links healthcare providers across the state. Lewis says a key to the success of these projects is the public-private partnership that developed them. That allowed the networks to be built and made available at a lower cost. Lewis says data and iFiber face two challenges going forward. First, getting the 500 community anchor institutions that will be part of the network, schools, municipal governments, and the like, hooked up. Second, finding ways to extend that network to the broader community.
How do we make this available to businesses? How do we make it available to get fiber to the home to small communities or 4G networks out to the rural regions and improving the quality of life that they have?
Matt Parks is director of network and communication services at NIU. He says getting the networks up and running has taken a real effort by all concerned. But, he says, in some ways, the work is just beginning.
There's a lot of learning that needs to happen as we go forward with schools, with libraries, with municipalities, having the business sector come to the table and help frame the story of how they use it.
Scott Eberle is president of the Fiber Utilities Group, a firm that works with businesses on ways to access and use the Internet. He says moving from a situation in which scarcity of capacity has been the norm to one of abundance is both an opportunity and a challenge for everyone.
It has a tremendous enabling power to change how people live, how people do business. Now, what is the business community? What is the university? What does the group do together to change how they operate their businesses, their communities, and how can we bring more value to the community as a whole by utilizing these assets?
Clayton Black is a regional E-Team leader for Broadband Illinois, a nonprofit that works to promote and coordinate efforts to bring broadband access to all parts of the state. Black says the effect of all these networks is transformative.
Broadband is really the great equalizer. It's the thing that gets small businesses up to where the big businesses are. It's enabling that local connection that lets you really do something in those small communities that previously you had to go to a big town to do.
Everyone agrees that with data and iFiber, DeKalb County and the entire northern Illinois region are in an enviable position. Matt Park says it's also a necessary one.
Gigabit is here, right? I mean, the world we live in today, as you get into the metropolitan areas, gigabit is where it's at.
In other words, if you're not ahead, you're behind. And with these networks, no one here is about to let that happen. I'm Guy Stevens.